I just want to thank the Rosh Yeshiva for coming. It's not an easy thing to find a night that the Rosh Yeshiva is not busy. It's not an easy feat. And it's with the Mesiras Nefesh that the Rosh Yeshiva comes. So I want to give a tremendous Asher Kayach, good the Liba, and the Mitzvah Shem, the Dvorim, will be in the Skabel, that it will be well worth the Rosh Yeshiva's Mesiras Nefesh and Tircha. We look forward to the Asher Kayach.
One of the most interesting seeming contradictions in how we do an Avodas HaYoyim of one of the special days of the year is the fact that on Tisha B'Av, together with the Avelos and the Aninus, you know, the beginning of Tisha B'Av on a regular year, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, by the Sudam of Sekes, used to sit between the Tanur and the Kirayim, and he had a Pascha Reva and a Kitan Shomayim, and it was Doima Loi Kilu Mesoi Mutu Lefanov. That's how Tisha B'Av begins. Tisha B'Av begins with a person sitting on the floor with a piece of bread and some water, and that mode is the mode of Mesoi Mutu Lefanov. That's when a person enters the Bein Hashmoshes of Tisha B'Av, and it goes out from the rest of the year, even though we just had 3 weeks and 9 days. And Shavuot Shechol by Tisha B'Av, but you go into Tisha B'Av and you realize, where we could have been, where we should have been, and what we could have had, and what we don't have. And that thought engulfs a person, and it's Mesa Mutalafanov. And then we go to the mode of Avelus, we sit ala karka, chanting Echo and Kinnis in that melancholy niggin. We move the Arnkot, the Paroiches. In the morning, we spend almost a half a day. You know, Medagdikim try to keep it till Chatzai Sayyim, close to Chatzai Sayyim. And we sit and do the best we could to read. To reenact the feelings that the kinnis have in them. So what's interesting, halachas, the Torah brings down deis and mishainim, that when a person is oyla la'toira, on Tisha B'Av morning, you say baruch dayan o'emes. We don't do it la'alacha, but it's brought down. But Tisha B'Av is avelus. And we all, from our childhood already, it's a day that just, when the day begins, there's a certain sadness and melancholy feeling that overtakes the Nishmas Yisrael, every yid. Like the Gemara says, Kol Shein and the Sabalo on Yerushalayim, Meina Zoyche, V'Roye, V'Nechmasa. You just, if you can't be in the Sabalo on Yerushalayim, it's almost like, so what are you going to appreciate when there'll be Geulas Yisrael? If you don't miss it, what are you going to get? So that's all the side of Avelos. And yet, this paradox, you don't say Tachnun on Tisha B'Av, because there's a remez that it's called a Moyed. Korolai Moyed, even though the Gemara doesn't really read it that way. The Gemara uses the pasuk Korolai Moyed for Rosh Chodesh. Both that Rosh Chodesh Ikri Moyed is a Gemara in Erchin, And the Gemara in Tainus says that the year that the Meraglim went, in order that the night of the Meraglim should coincide with the night of Tisha B'Av, the Ribbono Shel Olam made that year, it took an extra day, Chodesh Tammuz and Rosh Chodesh, and there were 2 days Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av, and that's Korol Ayimoyed Lishbois Bachuroy. But still, the word Mayed is used in the context of Tisha B'Av. So Ikri Mayed, you don't say Tachnun, you don't say Tzikos Chot Tzedek by Mincha, Shabbos of Tisha B'Av, Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. You don't say Lam Natseach Mizma LaDavid Yancho Hashem B'Yoyim Tzora, because it's a Mayed. You can't say B'Yoyim Tzora on such a day. So it's so difficult to fathom. On the one hand, it's the darkest day of the year. And on the other hand, it comes with such a mysterious silver lining that we don't even relate to. And truthfully, we just keep on pushing it away from our awareness because it sounds so almost absurd. It's Tisha B'Av, but you can't say Tachnun, you can't say Lam Natzeach, you can't say by Kriyas HaTorah Kedor HaPayim. It's so over the top, so difficult to grasp, that a person just pushes it away. So we'll be busy with other inyanim of Tisha B'Av, another inyanim the Agada Torah. This is like a Milsa de Pliya, like a Medrash Pliya, this combination of a day of Tisha B'Av with certain aspects of Yom Tov, of Mayid, of you can't. What does it mean? It's even more interesting. Taisa says in Megillah that our minig in Avtoirah, different than it says in the Gemara, is based on a psikta. That is a sequence of 3 weeks of Shloisha de Poranusa. We just began on Shabbos, Divrei Yirmiyah, and this Shabbos, Shimu Dvar Hashem, and the following Shabbos, Chazayin Yeshayahu. And then comes a series of 7 weeks, Shiva de Nechemta. 7 weeks from Nachmu Nachmu Ami throughout the end of Chodesh Av and the entire Chodesh Elul, 7 weeks till the last one, Soisos is Bashem, till it ends by Yenasim by Yefaltim Kimei Olam, and then two of Tshuva, and Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos says that if there would ever be a reason where we can't complete the 7 weeks of Nechemta, of Nechama, till after Rosh Hashanah, and we're holding by a dilemma, what should we do on Shabbat Shuva? Should we lay in Shuva Yisrael and Hashem Lekecha? Or rather complete the 7 weeks of Nechama? Rabbeinu Tam says, no. You have to complete the 7 weeks of Nechama and postpone reading Shuvah Yisrael Hashem Lekecha till the Shabbos after Yom Kippur that year, because it's still apropos, because it includes the seasonal things about the Yoyra and the Malkosh, but you can't in no way suffice with 6 weeks of Nechama. We need 7 weeks of Nechama. And there's the Bala Tosfos who argues, and Tosfos uses language against him. Incredible words. By telling us to do Shuvah Yisrael on the Shabbos Shuvah and only getting along with 6 weeks of Nechama, that's a hippuch, that's a bilbul, that's taking. Wow, first of all, it's a different insight to what Avtoirah is. We look at Avtoirah. We tolerate the Avtoirah. Avtoirah means that the Chazal HaKadoshim, the Ruach Kodshim, established that the Navi shows up every week to give us a five-minute dose of Yeshayahu, a five-minute dose of Yirmiyahu, a five-minute dose of Yechezkel, or Treyasa, or Nevi'im Yishayim. And if we get the wrong dose, yeah, God forbid the mother gives a child a medicine that's anti-indicative for this situation, it's a hipoch and a bilbul. Achmana Litzlan. So if the Chazal prescribed 7 weeks of Nechama after Tisha B'Av, and we do 6 and 1, and we do Shuvah Yisrael, it's a hipoch and a bilbul in our growth coming out of Tisha B'Av, getting ready for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Amazing. The way we have it, that it's already organized, that we have all the 7 weeks completed before Rosh Hashanah. Even though this year there is such a dilemma, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Elul, but we continue the sequence, and in Mela we don't have the Shiloh. So what is this? Tisha B'Av needs 3 Puraniyos leading into it, but full 7 Nechamas coming out of it. And that's Manish Ma'akev. And without it, we didn't get the totality, we didn't get the fullness of what the Torah Kedosha and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to get out of Tisha B'Av. So to understand this, we have to go back to the Mishnah that says that 5 things happened on Tisha B'Av, and the very first one was the Meraglim returned on Tisha B'Av with the Dibas Haaretz, and we sat the night that we cried a whole night, Abachiyah Shalchinam, Vayifkwa'am Balaylahu. And the Rebbeinu Shalom says, Atem Bechisem, the Gemara says it in Tainus, Atem Bechisem, Bechia Shalchinam, you cried, a crying that wasn't called for, and I'm Ekvalachem Bechia Ledoires, Bachi Tifke Balaila. And the night of Tisha B'Av coincides with the night of the Meraglim always. And the Meraglim, in Parshas Dvorim, the Torah elaborates about the Chet HaMeraglim. Vateirognu bi'o'aleichem, vateimru b'sinas Hashem o'isonu o'isiyonu. How did Klal Yisrael view this whole thing? We went through the Nisim of the Eser Makos, and we went through the Nisim of Kriyas Yamsuf, and Rebbeinu Shlomo took us out and showed us his wonders, Ma'arit HaSinai, and Shlach Lecha Anashim the Yosuru. And somewhere we came back that this is all a setup. After everything is said and done, it's all a tease. And that the Ribbono Shel Olam is really, this is a tremendous way of bringing us almost in a way, bringing us almost to our tachlis, but at the last minute taking it back in a most brutal way. Lahamisenu. And Rashi says, how do you say on HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'sinas Hashem oisanu? So Rashi says that's only like the mashal ha'olam, that if you could say sinas Hashem oisanu, what you really mean is kamayim aponim laponim. That's your relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. But the Sipurna goes further, that they weren't stam saying b'sinas Hashem oisanu. It was well deserved. says, now we understand that we left Mitzrayim, we didn't take care of a true tshuva, getting out of Mitzrayim. And we were oidli avodah zarah in Mitzrayim. So when did we get this? And like Chazal say, the Allah, the Malachi Asharis told the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Alonu oidli avodah zarah, Alonu oidli avodah zarah. So we thought that this is Chusavis, this is Brisavis, Vizacharti is Brisi Yaakov, Brisi Yitzhak, Brisi Avram, Schati Lohem Brisi Rishak. Great! But now we see we made a mistake. We never took care of it. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is giving us the ultimate punishment. But a punishment that can only be expressed that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is our adversary. That the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Kivayachal is our enemy. And only an enemy acts this way. To take us to the promised land, and in the last minute, this is where it ends. It ends in a brutal, devastating finale of getting destroyed by the Canaan. Azam, Eretz Echelas Yeshbel. And that's Vateirognu B'Yoleichem. And Anargon, Rabbi Yoin in the end of Shar Hashlishi, Anargon is someone that has a persecution complex. I'm being persecuted. Someone wants to do bad things to me. It's like a paranoia. So you sat a whole night and you viewed the Rebbeinu Shel Olam with the eye, and you viewed him kivayachol as an adversary that's able to hate Klal Yisrael and is able to be viciously brutal with Klal Yisrael, kivayachol. But how do you say that on a Rebbeinu Shel Olam that's only a loving Rebbeinu Shel Olam? On an Avinu Ahava Rachman. On a Rebbeinu Shel Olam that's Melech Rachman Rachim Aleinu. And the question on Klal Yisrael was even more profound. Look back at your 210 years in Mitzrayim. The koshi ashibut, the miserable zeiris that you suffered in Mitzrayim, the melechadosh, and we learn in Chumash, in Rashi, shechted Yiddish kinder Rachman al Islam to bathe in their blood. Kala ben ayiloi da yo'ira tashlichu v'cholabas techayon. Incredible Yisurim. Brutality. And then the children, the corpses were interred in the walls and in the levenim and in the mortar and in the cement. Incredible. And the noiksim ba'am tichbada avoida. And Moshe Rabbeinu cries out in the end of Shmois. Umeyaz basi al paroi heira lo amazeh va'atzeh lo yitzalta es amecha. But what's this is all in real time. That's what it looked like. Then finally Makas Bechiris comes and we're out. How do we view all those sorrows retroactively? We knew that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam told Avraham Avinu and Bizbein Absarim it's a 400 year ordeal. How did it shrink to 210 years? Second of all, if it would have taken one moment longer, we all know from learning that we didn't have another minute to spare. We were at the edge of the abyss of Nun Shari Tuma. And what Chazal teaches is that the Koshi Ashibut, the Eichus, the misery of Galus Mitzrayim, that's what contributed at the end of the day to shrink the Kamus from 400 to 210 years that we were able to make it, like we say, by the skin of our teeth. So now in hindsight, when we look at Yesurim, when we look at Gzeiris, when we look at misery, when we look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's so-called wrath, it's wrath? It's anger? It's adversarial? Or is the same manifestation of love that expresses itself, the Golui, in Nisim, in Hatzalah, in Yeshua? Now we go back and we realize that all that pain was the same love, because that pain allowed for the Hatzalah, for the Yeshua, and for the Geula. And if we would have internalized that lesson, we wouldn't have needed everything that the Chet Meraglim brought with it. This is basically an incredible chazal. The pasuk says in Echa, Per Gimel, Hizbiyani Bamroirim, Hivani Lahanu. He filled me with moir, and he quenched my thirst with lano, with some poisonous weeds, with some mashke that comes from poisonous weeds. Zog the Medrash, Mashe is biyani bam roirin beleil Pesach, hivani lano beleil Tisha B'av. Zog the Mefarshim, Tisha B'av and Pesach always come out on the same day. That means this year Tisha B'av is Shabbos because Pesach was Shabbos. Pesach and Tisha B'av come out on the calendar the exact same day. If we would have internalized the moral message to its fullest, and we would have realized that even when things seem dark, at darkest and most miserable, it's really love and chesed, then why would we get carried away with Efes Kiyaza'am? How would we get carried away with such a terrible heretical thought of Vateirognu li'aleichem vatoimru besinas Hashem oisanu? It's only because we didn't internalize the lesson of the Moror to its fullest, and we only took out of Mitzrayim the lesson of Matzah, the lesson of Geula, the lesson of Gilui Panim and Gilui Shechina, the Moror Gadol. But Hester, the Ribbono Shel Olam, when he interacts with us lovingly, Mitocha Hester, we didn't fully grasp and internalize. So there was a place for the mistake of the Meraglim. And once there was a mistake of the Meraglim, we had to go back to the drawing board to live Golos again. And a protracted Golos, like it says in Parashat Shlach. And an entire history change of thousands of years of living among the Goyim in the most miserable conditions and being bounced around like a ball from Goy to Goy, from Amlacha to Amlacha, from Uma to Uma. We've done this complete akafis of the globe. All because we didn't get it the first time. Did you ever realize? You ask someone, why do we do Moror Pesach night? And the first thing that comes to mind is because the Moror is the Genus, and the Matzah is the Shvach, So we do both, Maskel B'Genus and Messiah and the Shvach. But there's a very big problem with that. So then we should do first Moror and then Matzah. And the halacha is mamish fakert. Mitchilo matzah, v'yachakach morim. The teretz is Pesach, we're there for one reason and one reason only. Pesumi nisa. To understand the Ribbono Shel Olam's relationship with us and to grasp in its totality the B'nai B'chayvi Yisrael, the Banu Matim L'Hashem L'Keicha. But the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted us to do it twofold. Of course, the obvious way, to going back and Sichu B'chol Mifli Yosef, to all the miracles and all the chasadim and all the toivis. But when we're finished with that, now let's go to the hard part of the work. Let's sit down and eat the maror, which is bitter, which burns. But let's keep an awareness that it's the same pirsume nisa as the matzah. Because if not for this holy maror, we wouldn't have had matzah. If not for the years of maror that we were in Mitzrayim, and that cut down the Shibut to 210 years so we were able to get out, there wouldn't have been any matzah. So from the matzah, which brings us closer to an awareness of Hashem's love, maybe, ulai, we could fully internalize that that love manifests just the same in the maror. And we obviously didn't do it right. And for that, his biyani b'meroyrin, you gave me a chance, Sakdanov the Mekoinen, to get it done through the mitzvah of Noor. But I didn't grasp that mitzvah. So on the same night of the week, I have to do Irvani Lama. I have to sit down on the floor and Bochay Tifke Balayla. And I have to do it so many different years. Thousands of years. Tu Batei Mikdash. And we're still not finished, Rachman. In Cain. So how do you get it done right? Just sitting on the floor Tisha B'Av and bemoaning what we don't have isn't going to be a tikkun for a chet of not realizing what we do have even in the most painful moments. So Tisha B'Av, as we're sitting on the floor bemoaning what we don't have and our pain and our yisurim and our misery of mifnecha to'enu golinu me'arseinu. But if you want to do it right, keep on reminding yourself throughout the day that at the end of everything said and done, it's yontif. Because this is all a healing process. And this is all building. And this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping us reconnect. And at the end of all this, the bliss and the happiness that's going to be eternal, ain't, there's no way. Ayin lo yiraasa Elokim zulasecha. So that's the only way you could do Tisha B'Av. Is to cry me'ein afugos, but to remember tachnun, to lose it? Yoim Tzara? Utter those words out of my mouth? Tziduk Adin? Tziduk Adin? There's no din. How can I say Tziduk Adin? It's all love. Tziduk Adin you could do the rest of the year. But on that day like today, that's the Avoda Sayyarim. To realize these are patch. Of course they're patch. And of course they hurt. And they hurt mightily. But that's love. That's attachment. That's kirvas elokim. And the same bani, kirvas elokim li toiv, that we have when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself. It is a tova, which is toiv lo'ayin. That's the toiv anire v'anigle. The same kirvas elokim, it's incumbent on us to feel even betoicha hester. Even in the Anoichi, Aster, Aster, Ponai, Bayoim, Ahu, It goes right hand in hand with Kisvu Lochem as Hashir Azois. And the Chazal HaKadoshim didn't stop with Tisha B'Av. They want, it should be a 10-week program. A chunk of the year. And the most important chunk of the year. The end of the year. This is how the Jewish year ends year after year. With this self-awareness program. With this therapeutic program. Of living the pain of Churban in its totality for 3 weeks. But then internalizing that all that Churban is only a prelude to Nachmu Nachmu Ani, to the Kimisais Chosan Al Kala Yosis Olayich Elokoyich. Sosain v'simcha yasigen v'nos yodoyim v'anocha. And if the time goes further, he says, before you get up and say a Shabbos Shuva drasha, before the Navi comes to the Bima and he says, Shuva Yisrael and Hashem Elokecha, you gotta make sure your relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam is in order perfectly. And if the time discussed, came at the Chazal HaKadoshim, the Psikta came up with a sequence of 10 weeks that the Navi's words to Klal Yisrael, this paradox of 3 weeks of this and 7 weeks of that, somehow are supposed to put you in the right mold in your relationship with the Knesset Yisrael's relationship with the Bnei Olam. Don't play with that. You'll hear your Shabbos Shuva Drasha. You'll get your Shuva Yisrael. You'll figure it out. Yom Kippur is a big machzer. And the Yom Kippur machzer is loaded. And tshuva, Klal Yisrael comes close to tshuva. But the relationship, who are you doing tshuva for? With whom you're interacting? Who isn't suffering in this world? Who doesn't have adversity in this world? Everybody comes into the Yomim HaNeroyim with Peklach. Who doesn't have Peklach? The nature of Olam Hazeh is Peklach. We all have Peklach. The Ribbono Shel Olam has for each person his turbulent waters that he has to sail through in this world. All issues. Boni, Chai, Mezoini, anything. You go into Yomim where you have to put things in order between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you're stuck in a thought creeping in the back of your mind that there's an adversarial relationship between Barakal Olamim and yourself. Even in the smallest, minutest way. That's not how you're going to take care of business in Yom Kippur. You could hear all the Shuva Yisraels in the world. But if such thoughts are creeping in the back of your mind, Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't love me, because if he would love me, how would he do this to me? Chas v'shalom, no one says that. But such thoughts creep through people's minds, yeah. People think all kinds of thoughts, right? And life sometimes is overwhelming. And it's very overwhelming. And to feel that same joyous, magnetic attraction to the Ribbono Shel Olam that you feel in Yemei Simcha V'Sasoi, in Yemei Nachas U'Bracha, to feel it on a tough day or in a tough week or in a tough month, Rachmana Litzlan, or in a tough year. It isn't easy. So the Chazal Akdoshim give us this tremendous sequence, this therapeutic sequence of Shloisha de Baru Nusa, Shiva de Nechemta, and on the climax of it all is the V'yoyim HaTisha B'Av. In the Etzem HaYoyim of Tisha B'Av, there they play together. It's the miserable Aninus and Aveilus Al-Chudin Beis HaMikdash together with Ikri Moyed. And the Mishnah Berurah, I think, brings, he doesn't bring it to Shmoy, but it's in the Bir Agra also. Many of the things of Tisha B'Av that not Dina de Gemara, so as the after midday, we take certain leniencies. We don't sit on the floor anymore. We sit on a chair. We put on the tefillin. So the Bir Agra says, and Mishnah Berurah, I think, brings it down, that Vibald Vayatzeis Eish B'Mikdosh, the Goyim set fire to the Beis HaMikdosh. That was the ninth day in the afternoon. So that was the moment on which Chazal say, Mizmor liyasav Elokim bo goyim benachalasecha. And the Chazal asks, Mizmor l'David, kina l'David, Mizmor liyasav, kina liyasav mi bo yulei. And the famous Chazal, kila chamosa yaleitzim v'alavonim, we just learned last week, Pashas Balak. Matoivu oyalecha Yaakov Mishkan oysecha Yisrael. Rashi says in one of the pshatim, Mashkan oysecha. These two Beit Hamikdash were taken as Mashkoinois, and the Mela we survived. Kumtois that Tisha B'Av alein. What we're mourning, which is the destruction of the Mikdash, ultimately. The ashes of the Mikdash saved us. We're here to tell the tale only because the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed. So it's a day that as we're mourning the Churban, in a certain way, we're commemorating our salvation, our Atzala. And that's the Avodas Hayoyim. And that's why the second half of the afternoon part of Tisha B'Av, has a certain intangible sense of tension release, because that's the way Chazal wanted it. You're putting your back off the chair, you're off the floor, you sit down, it's a little bit, you daven almost regular, you put on talis of tefillin, it's showing things are normalizing. At the height of the Churban, at the moment of Vayatzei says Mikdash, The Tisha B'Av takes on a lighter ear. The halachas of the Chamisha Inuyim and Issa Talmud Torah, etc., etc., which is Dina de Gemara, we don't tamper with. But the other things that are not Dina de Gemara, that are not Ikar Adin, that are Minhagei Chazal, Heim Homu V'Heim Homu, certain things get lighter. And that's when we daven al Nechama. So, this lesson of Tisha B'Av Ikri Moed is a tremendous lesson in our relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam. As we're holding in Achrus Hayomim and all the things are playing out, history is playing itself out, both to the individual, Rachmana Litzlan, so much suffering. And for Klal Yisrael, so much insecurity. Such insecure times. To think, what is the Ribbono Shel Olam planning over here in this country? What is this, the way that he plays with the Teva Kivayachal in such bewildering ways? What does the Ribbono Shel Olam want? We have no Eitzah. This is the only antidote. Such nights, which I understand is the norm in this community. People gathering in the midrashas to learn and to learn and to learn. Bechavrusa, bechabura, with shiurim. The koilo. They did nafshi minuurai, the more the yasuzo gezunt nishtag sein. Incredible. It's the only antidote, the only refuah. But always we have to remember how much the Chazal HaKadoshim wanted us. Keep the relationship strong. Tisha B'Av is a day that in the Tisha B'Av he wants us to build and build and build that Ahava. And the opposite of Besinas Hashem Loitzanu. And the opposite of Vatirognu B'Yaleichem. And that's how we develop a healthy relationship, kivayachol with the Ribbono Shel Olam, leading up to the Yomim Anoroim, Aboyim Aleinu V'Alkol Yisrael L'Toyva, Shemizoych Etaka, Atzoy Machamishi, Yehopech Lonu, L'Sosenu L'Simcha, V'Yoemez V'Yashalom Ahov.